Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Solutions, the digit 4 anti-aging, all pushed together. You might be able to find them on other podcast services as well by putting in Frank Lomas, TR90, and or Solutions for anti-aging. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. We would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, your host for this morning. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, realizing that it is a lifestyle change and that you're embarking on a journey that is going to better your health going forward. When you're first starting out with the TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to do that, take them with your meals. My personal experience has been, and I would say about 35% of the time I had to take them with my meals, and I had still very good results. So your results may vary, but I still found that it was very effective for me. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health, for which guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, which equals 150 minutes, by the way. If you're exercising very heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So the next thing you need to be thinking about is your hydration level. The baseline to start is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So for example, if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you bump it up from there depending on how strenuously you're exercising so that you can offset what you're losing in body moisture either due to perspiration or exercise. And the last thing is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Your body does what I call a series of system resets while you're sleeping. It clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a multitude of things while you're sleeping. And so getting that good quality sleep is really important. It actually sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days. So if you're working on a sleep deficit, it is really important to get caught up and just be in a good spot. With that being said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon. I come to you with an education background, but I've had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back, oh, probably more than 4 decades because I had grandparents that were not in the best of health even when I was little. And when I was in high school, diabetes and heart disease was running rampant. Some of it's inherited in my family, and so I didn't want to have to deal with some of those issues. So I did many things and studied to see what I could do to help prevent those. Today's information is coming out of a book that's called Eat to Live. It was written by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. He likes to call himself a nutrarian, and then he likes to eat nutrient-dense food and encourage others to do the same thing. We're actually getting into the frequently asked questions that he gets asked about his particular program, but many of the things that he espouses actually dovetails right in with our TR90 program. So do keep that in mind. So could restricting my intake of animal products or eating a strict vegetarian diet cause me to develop vitamin deficiencies? A strict vegetarian diet is deficient in meeting the vitamin B12 needs of some individuals. If you choose to follow a vegetarian or a vegan diet, it is imperative that you consume a multivitamin or other source of B12, such as fortified soy milk. My vegetarian menu plans and dietary suggestions are otherwise rich in calcium and provide sufficient iron from green vegetables and beans. They contain adequate protein and are extremely nutrient dense. My observations suggest that vegetarians would be foolish not to play it safe either by taking a B12 supplement or a multivitamin or by consuming foods that have been fortified with B12. Another option for those who loathe taking vitamins is to have their blood checked periodically. Checking your B12 level alone is not sufficient. Your methylmalonic acid or your MMA must be checked to accurately gauge if the level of B12 in your body is enough for you. What about supplements or herbs to help me lose weight? Don't be conned into by the diet pills and the magic in a bottle or fat absorbers. Anything really effective is not safe. Those that are safe are not effective. To deal with the real problem, you must make real changes. Here is some data on 4 of the most popular remedies. Acai berries. While all berries are anti-inflammatory and high in antioxidants, the overhyped Brazilian acai berries offer no additional magic health or weight loss benefits. There is no evidence to suggest that acai products will help you shed pounds, flatten your tummy, cleanse your colon, enhance your sexual drive, or cure baldness or perform any of the other commonly advertised functions. The expensive acai berry comes as a juice, pulp, powder, and capsule, and is a triumph of marketing over science. In fact, companies selling acai fruits are under investigation after numerous consumer complaints. So the next one is Garcinia cambogia, which is hydroxycitric acid. In spite of the interesting theory and some intriguing animal studies, the human studies are unimpressive. In the best study to date, 135 patients were double-blinded to receive either 1,500 milligrams per day of the hydroxycitric acid or a placebo. They were all placed on a high-fiber, low-calorie diet. After 12 weeks, the placebo group had lost more weight. Conclusion, Garcinia cambogia doesn't work. And chitosan, spelled C-H-I-T-O-S-A-N, is a form of chitin derived from the shells of crustaceans, supposedly traps fat in the intestine, and is frequently advertised as fat absorbent. A review of the data available seems to indicate that you would have to consume an entire bottle every day to have much of a reduction in fat absorption. The amount of fat absorbed is minuscule. The clinical data shows that chitosan does not promote weight loss. Conclusion, chitosan does not work. Ephedra alkaloids, or mahuang, spelled M-A-H-U-A-N-G. Although this natural stimulant has a small effect on reducing appetite, the FDA has issued a warning regarding the serious and potential lethal side effects associated with the use of products containing ephedra, including arrhythmias, heart attacks, strokes, psychosis, abnormal liver function, seizures, rapid heart rate, anxiety, and stomach pain. Ephedra is so dangerous that it has been linked with fatalities. Even a low dose has detrimental health effects, Conclusion, it's not worth the risk. And what about drugs for weight loss? Well, remember, for anything to be effective, you have to be on it forever. Even if the drugs were remarkably effective, you would have to be prepared to stay on them forever. The minute you stop, the benefits would slowly be lost. In the long run, it is still your diet that determines your health and your weight. The amphetamine-related appetite suppressants have received much press, and they were quite popular until their dangers became better known. They were never approved for long-term use, so it wasn't very wise for people to use them. Two FDA-approved drugs for weight loss, weight reduction are Meridia, which is subutramine, and Xenical or Orlistat. Meridia can cause headaches, insomnia, constipation, dry mouth, hypertension, and is only slightly helpful. Xenical, the fat inhibitor, can cause abdominal pain, diarrhea, and it reduces absorption of fat-soluble vitamins such as D, E, and K. It may help those who consume an unhealthy diet, unhealthy fatty diet, but even then, it is hardly worth the side effects. Overall, drugs are drugs. They are a poor substitution for healthy living. Can't I eat chocolate, ice cream, or other junk food ever again? Well, that's our next question. You can eat anything you desire on occasion. Just don't make a habit of it. Try to be very strict the first 3 months in order to document how much weight you can expect to lose when you eat sensibly. We are all tempted by such treats. It is easier to resist if you get them out of your house completely. All cheating should be done outside your home. If possible, associate with friends who will support you in recovering your health or may join you in trying to be healthy. Once you regain your health and feel great, you are less likely to crave these foods or to be so tempted. Then, when you do deviate from the healthy diet, it is likely you will feel poorly and have persistent dry mouth and not sleep well. If you go off your diet, eat junk food on occasion, mark it on your calendar and consider it a special occasion that you won't repeat too often. Nobody is perfect. However, do not let your weight yo-yo. You must adhere to the plan strictly enough so that you never put back on whatever weight you take off. And on Friday, I will get into, is exercise essential for successful weight loss and what type of exercise is best? I was thrilled to have you along with us. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And if you're one of my shy people and would prefer to send me a text, you can definitely do that to 503-502-4863. And just let me know you're part of the TR90 group so it doesn't end up in my spam folder, because I do check the spam folders periodically, but I don't want to lose anybody. And make it a great day, and I welcome your thoughts or comments. So there we have it, my friends, some thoughts on what is and is not good for us to be doing on the TR90 program. And something that Joel Fuhrman does encourage is an acronym that is called G-BOMBS, which is greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, which sums up much of his program in a nutshell. So hopefully that will be of benefit to you all. Make it a great day. We'll have Frank up tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday. Hope you have a great day.